What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner? Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds. Hello, everybody. It's Flip here. Well, as you can tell, this week, not only is this podcast being uploaded a couple days late, it's actually not going to even be a full normal What's for Dinner podcast. Basically, I'll give you a very short story, very long. I mean, a very long story, very short. I've been in New York for the past week for a competition. And, sorry, that's my cat who's being a complete bitch. And I did not have access to upload the podcast or to record the podcast. Oh, my God. You stop it, little. Ooh. If anybody out there has cats, you know that they could be temperamental little bitches. Are you done? But my cat hates it when I sniff. Watch this. Yeah, now she won't do it. She's like the singing frog. Anyway, so want to let you guys know that there won't be an official podcast this week. But starting next week, pay attention here, kids. Starting next week, What's for Dinner will now be live on Wednesdays on the GoCast Network. If you go to GoCast.com, you can look up What's for Dinner, and you can start listening to it and watching it online live. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Working on a very special first guest, so it should be, like I said, should be a lot of fun. So keep listening. Please keep subscribing. I might occasionally do my own What's for Dinner as I've been normally doing it, just if I have a random urge to just kind of podcast out. I might just do a special one. So keep subscribing because you never know when the little bonus one will pop up. But like I said, starting next week, that will be November...
Very funny.
20th. I'm sorry, 21st. The podcast will be live on the GoCast Network. I'll be sending out emails and updates to let you guys know about all that. And in the meantime, just as a little treat, because I do want to give you guys something special for this, I am going to close this little podcast with a very special interview that Skippy did many, many years ago with Judy Garland. Enjoy, and I'll see you next week.
The following is an excerpt from the Skippy Green radio show, circa 1951. Skippy's interview with Judy Garland.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Judy Garland. Judy, welcome to the show. Wait, something looks different. Did you make one of your tits bigger than the other?
Yeah.
Well, I think it looks great. Now, I understand you just wrapped up a movie.
Oh, dear.
And if I'm not mistaken, it's a genre that you haven't done before.
You know, I know what you mean.
Come on, don't be coy. It's a porno, right?
Well, yes, it is.
I never thought you'd want to do a porno.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've always wanted to.
That's sweet. Now, I see here that you did the gangbang scene as a musical number.
Yes, I did.
And how did it go when you tried to sing while being plowed in the airs?
Everybody's always said, well, you forget it and just sing the songs.
Oh, I'm sure you did fine. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but a little birdie tells me that a famous leading man makes a cameo in this picture.
Yes?
It's Bill Cosby, isn't it?
Yes.
Ha! I knew it. And what kind of scene did you guys shoot?
We did this $800,000 shot.
800 grand? Holy shit. That's an expensive porno.
Yeah.
Now, did you and Cosby know each other before this?
We've grown up together. We met when we were both fetuses.
My God, you are drunk. Anywho, how would you describe Bill Cosby?
Black.
True. And what would you say his dick looked like?
Sort of Scottish.
Oh yeah, because it smells like whiskey. That makes sense. And what do you think about dicks that smell like whiskey?
I think they should. I think it's awfully kind of attractive, don't you?
Bill Cosby's dick? How the hell would I know?
You did blow it.
Well, of course I blew him. It's Cosby. Come on. Actually, if I recall correctly, his jism gets all over the place, doesn't it?
I had to ground the cameraman so he wouldn't get shorted.
Well, safety first. And what did Cosby say to you right before he shot his load in your face?
It's gonna be disgusting.
Ah, I remember. There's always room for Jell-O, huh? Ha ha ha! Scooby-Doo!
It was so clever!
Thank you for noticing. I really pride myself on my writing. You know, actually, Judy, you and I have done a movie together.
But did we really?
Yeah.
I keep thinking we made more than one movie.
Nope, just one. It was during The Wizard of Oz. I was actually the fourth member of the Lollipop Guild. I whipped my dick out.
Come on.
Shut the fuck up, I'm talking! And after I whipped my dick out, I said, "Welcome to Oz, now suck it!" Can you believe they cut that scene?
But I thought it was good.
So did I.
Speaking of feathers.
I didn't mention feather. Holy shit, do you have a feather up your pussy?
Yes.
Are you using it as a tampon?
Yes.
I don't think that's what they mean by wings. Why didn't somebody just get rid of that thing?
They couldn't figure out what to do with this bloody feather, and they put Vaseline on it, which I thought was kind of unattractive.
Agreed. Look, why don't we just change the subject?
Hot!
Are you stopping the interview?
Yes.
Why?
I finally had enough.
Wow. Somewhere over the rainbow, there's a cunt.
That's very nice.
Fuck, you are weird. Well, look, we gotta end on something big, not just a clever cunt joke.
There are certain things that can be done.
Like what? Oh my god, she just whipped out her oversized tit.
You like it?
Yes, I do, and you can't top that. Good night, everybody! Talking about whatever on their mind.